Welcome to your deep dive. We're jumping into chapter 3 of Speak Out, Call In today.
Ooh, yeah, getting into the nitty-gritty now.
We are, and this chapter is all about finding that perfect speech topic.
That can be tough.
It can. But this chapter is going to give us the tools to really kind of hone in on that.
Yeah.
And also how to craft an argument that'll really keep your audience, you know, glued.
Absolutely.
So to kick things off, let's talk about context.
Okay.
Why is understanding the context of our speech so important?
Well, you know, like anything, you got to have a solid foundation. Before you build a house, you need a good foundation. And context is the foundation of your speech. You have to figure out the why, the how long, the when, and the with whom.
Okay, so the chapter talks about, you know, being a detective when you're figuring out your speech topic.
Right.
What are the big clues that we need to be looking for?
Well, first of all, you got to figure out the why. Your general purpose.
Okay.
Are you informing your audience about something? Are you trying to persuade them? Or are you there to entertain them?
Uh-huh. So it's like, what's the overall goal of this speech?
Exactly. And then there's the how long.
Right. Because a 5-minute speech is very different from a 20-minute presentation.
Very different. You can't cram, you know, a whole semester's worth of information into 5 minutes.
Oh, definitely not. And then, of course, there's the when and the with whom.
Absolutely.
So, you know, speaking at a graduation ceremony is going to be a lot different than presenting, like, at a team meeting.
Huge difference. You have to know your audience.
Yeah. And the occasion.
Yes. The occasion.
So it really is like you're not giving a speech in a vacuum. You're part of a bigger conversation.
Right. You are. It's all connected.
And speaking of that bigger picture, being aware of, you know, current events, current news, you know, especially if you're talking about something like climate change, anything that's, you know, very relevant to what's going on right now, it can make your speech super engaging.
Yeah, you're tapping into what everybody's already thinking about, what everybody's already talking about.
So it's like you're becoming part of that larger conversation.
Yes.
So once we've got, like, a handle on the context,
okay,
where do we go from there? And the chapter talks about brainstorming.
Yes. Brainstorming is key.
Okay.
You know, it's like you're on a treasure hunt.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to find those golden nuggets, those golden ideas.
That is.
You're sifting through information that's all around you, that's in your head, on social media, in the news, even just in everyday conversations. You're looking for those sparks of inspiration.
I love that analogy. But sometimes I feel like I'm just drowning in information.
I know.
So how can brainstorming actually help me make sense of it all?
Well, there are two strategies the chapter recommends. One is doing a personal inventory. And the other is exploring online resources.
Okay.
A personal inventory is like raiding your brain's attic.
Ooh, I like that.
You're looking for those hidden gems, those things that you're passionate about, your unique experiences, the things that have shaped your perspective.
Right. And even just like those little problems that you encounter every day.
Yes. Like, you know, if you're constantly complaining about something to your friends, maybe that's a speech topic.
Sure.
It's like turning your frustrations into fuel for a great speech.
Exactly.
And then there's exploring online resources that can really help you broaden your horizons. But
yeah, you have to be careful.
Absolutely. Be careful. Not everything online is true.
Right.
You got to be a good internet detective.
Exactly.
Double check your information, make sure you're using credible sources, and be wary of propaganda.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you read on the internet still applies.
Still true.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got personal inventory and online exploring.
Yes.
Any other brainstorming tools we should be thinking about?
Well, the chapter mentions mind mapping.
Oh, mind mapping is amazing, especially if you're a visual person.
Yeah.
So you start with a broad topic,
okay,
like let's say education.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start branching out
yeah.
to related ideas. So like rising textbook costs, access to technology, the future of online learning.
I love that. So you can really see the connections like visually.
Exactly. You're creating a visual roadmap for your brain.
That's awesome. So we've done all this brainstorming. We've got all these ideas.
Okay.
Now, how do we take those ideas and turn them into like a really solid argument?
That's where your specific purpose statement comes in.
Ooh. Okay. Tell me more.
It takes that big cloud of ideas from brainstorming
yeah.
and it turns it into a laser-focused beam of intention.
Love it. So how do we actually craft a specific purpose statement?
Well, it all starts with your general purpose.
Okay.
Remember, that's the why of your speech.
Right.
And then you get specific.
Okay. So break it down for us. What exactly is a specific purpose statement?
It's that bridge between your general purpose and the very specific argument that you want to make.
Gotcha. So it's like if my general purpose is to inform people about climate change, my specific purpose might be to convince them that their individual actions actually do make a difference.
Exactly. You're taking that broad goal
yeah.
and you're focusing it down to a specific issue and a desired outcome.
Okay.
The chapter gives a great example.
Yeah.
So let's say your general purpose is to persuade.
Okay.
And your passion is making college textbooks more affordable.
Yes. Very relevant.
Your specific purpose statement might be to persuade my audience to support a campus-wide textbook exchange program.
Ooh, I like that.
So you're taking that general idea of persuasion
yeah.
and zeroing in on a particular problem and a solution.
I see. So it's like giving your speech a roadmap right from the start.
Exactly. But there are also some pitfalls to avoid.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for these. One common pitfall is being too broad.
Oh, like trying to cram a whole history textbook into a 5-minute presentation?
That's exactly it. You're going to overwhelm your audience. They'll be lost.
And confused.
Yes, confused. Like that time you tried to explain the entire evolution of hip-hop dance in 10 minutes.
Oh, don't remind.
We've all been there. And then on the other hand, you don't want to be too specialized.
Okay.
Because then, you know, nobody's going to understand what you're talking about.
Right, like trying to explain quantum physics to, like, a 5-year-old.
Exactly. You lose your audience.
So not too broad, not too specific.
Right.
It's all about finding that balance.
That sweet spot.
Where your argument is interesting, but it doesn't make people's heads explode.
Exactly. And once you've got that specific purpose statement down, you're ready to craft the North Star of your speech. Your thesis statement.
The thesis statement. That always makes me a little nervous.
Mm, I know. It can be a little intimidating.
It feels like it carries a lot of weight.
It does. It's the heart of your argument.
Okay. So what makes a good thesis statement?
Well, the chapter really emphasizes that it's a single declarative statement. That sums up your whole argument. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion.
Right, right.
It's a statement.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So instead of saying, is social media making us more narcissistic?
Right.
I'd say something like, the constant pursuit of validation online through social media can foster narcissistic tendencies.
Exactly. That's a much stronger statement.
It's like you're telling the audience exactly what you're going to argue.
Exactly. And notice how you used more specific language in that second statement.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of saying making us, you said can foster narcissistic tendencies.
More precise.
Much more precise. You're giving your audience a preview of the insightful analysis they're about to hear.
Okay. I like that. So the chapter actually has some examples of general purpose statements?
Yes.
Specific purpose statements and thesis statements all kind of working together?
They do. Do you want to look at a few of those?
Yeah, let's see them in action.
Okay, so imagine you're giving an informative speech, and your general purpose is to teach your audience how to make a perfect cup of coffee.
Ooh, I'm in. I love coffee.
So what would be a good specific purpose statement for that?
I think it'll be something like, to demonstrate to my audience the essential techniques for brewing a delicious and aromatic cup of coffee.
Perfect. Clear, concise, makes you want to grab a mug.
Totally. Now, how about the thesis statement?
You could say, brewing the perfect cup of coffee is an art form, and by mastering these simple techniques, you can transform your mornings into a delightful sensory experience.
Oh, I love that. So it's like you're not just teaching us how to make coffee.
Right.
You're inviting us into a whole world of coffee.
Exactly. You're elevating it to an art form.
Now, let's try a persuasive speech.
Okay.
Let's say our goal is to convince our audience that investing in renewable energy is crucial for the future of our planet.
All right. A very important topic.
What would be a good specific purpose statement for that?
How about this? To persuade my audience to support policies that promote the development and implementation of renewable energy sources.
That's a good start. Now hit us with a thesis statement that really packs a punch.
Okay, how about this? Investing in renewable energy is not just an environmental necessity, but also an economic opportunity that will create jobs, reduce our reliance on fossil fuels, and ensure a sustainable future for generations to come.
Boom.
There you go.
That is a powerful thesis statement.
Right.
It's informative, it's inspiring, and it makes it really clear what you're going to be arguing.
And it hints at the benefits of taking action.
Exactly. I'm already feeling fired up about renewable energy.
That's the power of a strong thesis statement. It sets the tone for your whole speech.
And it gives the audience a clear idea of where you're going with your argument.
Absolutely. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We talked about context, brainstorming, specific purpose statements, thesis statements.
A lot to take in.
It is. But remember, public speaking, like any skill, takes practice.
That's so true. Sometimes I get so caught up in wanting my first draft to be perfect.
Oh, I know that feeling.
That I get totally paralyzed.
It happens to all of us.
But the chapter reminds us that it's okay to start messy and then refine our ideas along the way.
Exactly. It's a process.
And as we go through that process, it's important to keep our audience in mind.
Absolutely.
What are they interested in? What do they already know? What are their expectations?
It's like in Mitchell's case study, when he realized he needed to focus on the basics of tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Because his audience didn't know much about the sport.
So he had to adjust his approach.
He did. Knowing your audience helps you make those kinds of decisions.
About what to include, what to leave out, how to present the information.
Exactly.
And as we're crafting our speech, it's also important to tap into our own passions and experiences.
Absolutely. The best speeches come from the heart.
When you're genuinely excited about what you're talking about,
yes.
That energy is contagious.
It really is. So to sum up, context, audience, and passion.
Those are the key ingredients for a great speech.
Well said. And remember, the skills you're learning in public speaking aren't just for the classroom.
Right.
You can use them in all areas of your life.
That's true.
From advocating for causes you care about to just expressing your ideas with confidence.
It's all about communication.
It is. Public speaking empowers us to find our voice and make a difference.
Love it. So to leave you with a final thought,
okay.
What issue in your own life or community are you ready to speak out about? Keep that question in mind as you continue your public speaking journey.
And remember, the tools you've learned today can help you craft that amazing speech. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.